So this is KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio in Hoopa. And I am Allie Hostler from the Two Rivers Tribune, which is the tribal newspaper here in Hoopa. We're here today with Isis Celilo Rogers. She stars in the new Netflix original cartoon series called Spirit Rangers. So welcome, Isis. I'm happy to have you here. How old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. Okay. What grade does that put you in? What grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
And where do you go to school?
Walker Elementary.
Awesome. Is that in Oregon?
Yeah, I live in Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. So that's not too far from here, only a few hours from Hoopa.
Yeah, we're 3 hours away. We come and visit a lot because I'm Hoopa and we come down to visit my grandma Fern.
Great. I was just going to ask what tribes you are from because I understand you're from several tribes.
Yeah, I'm Hoopa and Wasco.
Awesome. So let's talk about your do you have a nickname? Do you use a nickname?
All my friends call me Icy, like the drink, and my mom calls me a bunch of different things. There's like billions of things. There's monkey, smart cookie, funny bunny, spicy cupcake. My dad calls me baby girl.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm Sissy. And everybody calls me sister, sis, and sissy. Sissy. Because, yeah, I don't know why.
Isis.
Yeah, Isis. Yeah.
What's your spirit ranger name?
My spirit ranger name is Summer.
Summer. Okay. So you play the role of Summer. Tell me a little about your character.
Surprisingly, which is kind of cool, she's a lot like me. She's crazy, speedy. She's fun. She's brave. I'm kind of brave. Comes to certain things. But, yeah.
You're kind of brave. I think you're super brave for being on a show, starring in a show, even acting with your voice. That's incredible. You must be a good reader.
Sometimes. When it comes to reading my script, I'm a very good reader. And if I'm like reading to myself, I lose my spot. But when I'm reading out loud, like in class, like, let's say I have this, like, paper with, like, something that I wrote on it, I tend to stutter a lot. But that's normally just in front of my class. Like, reading the scripts, I didn't mess up that often, only on, like, the long scripts when they're telling me, like, read it fast and crazy. I'm just, like, I'll mess up a couple times, and then we finally will be able to get it, but, yeah.
That's so cool. So you said you're a lot like her. In what ways? And tell me something that Summer does in the show that's really brave.
A lot of stuff.
Okay.
She grabbed her little brother in a part of the show. I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. So I'm going to pull a Tom Holland really quick. Spoiling the movie. So there's this one part where the sun has fallen asleep on a rock, and it's the moon's turn to come up, to come and watch over the park. But the sun is sleeping on a rock, so they're trying to, like, move the sun, wake him up. So Summer and her little brother Eddie, Summer is flying with Eddie, and Eddie gets his little bubble, which is one of his powers, and he picks up some water, and they try to pour it on the sun to wake him up, but it just evaporates right on top of him. And Summer's like trying to figure out how to move the sun, which I think, for sure, that's pretty brave.
That's super brave. That's super brave. It sounds like a good job for Summer, since Summer and the sun have a unique relationship, right?
Yes.
That is so cool. Do you find Which, yeah, it makes me want to ask the question about, do you find similarities in some of the stories to some of some tribal stories that you may have heard from either of your tribes?
I haven't heard very many stories from either of my tribes, I haven't heard very many stories, but I've definitely heard some stories.
Your grandpa's a storyteller, goofball.
I know, but he doesn't tell me stories. The only story I ever heard is raccoon. The episodes are...
Hey, don't forget about Mothman.
Oh, God. I've heard, like, scary stories from my dad's tribe, from the Hoopa tribe. I've heard some scary stories from... my uncle, Millar.
Millar's a cousin.
I have a cousin. I knew that. And those were pretty cool, but the stories in Spirit Rangers are more like fun, I guess. They're like not like they're meant for children, so you don't wanna have a children's show and give them extremely scary stories. That won't go very well.
What about the lessons in the stories?
The lessons in the stories definitely will kind of, like, I don't know how to say this, can, like, what is it called?
What word are you looking for?
Similar. Can be similar. The lessons in the stories can be similar to some of the stories I've heard, like, don't do something if you don't know what's going to happen, or, like, don't do something you're not supposed to be doing because something might go wrong. But the stories in there, I haven't heard any like other stories that like kind of like are the same as those ones.
That's okay.
But the stories in the show are really cool. So
I was able to watch the trailer. And I started to watch a little of the show before we began our meeting. And it's super vibrant and colorful and fun, and the characters are adorable. The storyline seems super positive and fun for young children and even adults. I think you're going to have tribal families being big fans after October 10th when the show's released. I can't wait. And just so you know, you didn't do a spoiler, because we're going to release this right around the same time. We're not live on the air right now. We'll release this around the same time the show is released. So you didn't break any rules. No spoiler. I did have another question about your family. Do you have brothers and sisters? Did you form bonds with the people you work with? Tell me about your brothers and sisters and some of the folks you work with.
Like in the show, Summer has two brothers. I have two brothers, but I don't have a younger brother. I have two older brothers. I have my oldest brother, Kate. He's 16 on the 17th. Yeah, he's turning 16 on the 17th. I keep trying to call him 14. It's not working. So he's 15. And then I have my brother Aiden, who keeps correcting me over in the corner. He's 11. And then I have myself. And the people who I work with, I never really like. I guess I, like, that's the only time I've ever met them in person. So I don't know, like, a lot about them, because I like that's the
first thing. Clarify. You met them yesterday.
Yeah, I met them yesterday. Talon is really cool. He is he plays my youngest brother, Eddie, the turtle. And dang, I forgot his name again. I hope I'm saying that right. he's very fun. My cat's being sick, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He's very brave, definitely. Like in the show and in person, he definitely knows how to like, be like confident. Yeah. he's very brave in the show and in person, and he is definitely built like a bear. He's tall.
He's naturally charismatic and fun, so he makes for, awesome. Well, I'm glad you got to meet them in person. That must have been quite the experience to record with other folks and not be in person with them. So that's a skill in itself. Is this your acting debut? Is this your first show?
Yes, this is the first thing I've ever done, like acting. Unless you count going to Conaway, Nike Telecom, and storytelling with my grandma.
Awesome. Do you see yourself doing this again in the future?
Yes, I do want to act more.
Good, like voice acting or maybe some stuff on camera too?
Both, because I've done voice acting now, obviously, because that's what we're talking about. Because I've done voice acting now, and I think it'd be really cool to try, what is it called?
TV or... Do you want TV or
on screen? Like, I don't know the lingo either.
Or theater.
Yeah, I really want to try like theater acting, and I also want to try like live action movies.
Awesome! I can't wait. When you're a super, I feel like you're already a star. You're a celebrity around Hoopa. I'll tell you that. People are sharing your mom's post on community pages, and they're super stoked for the October 10th. Opening of the show, and so I feel like you're already a celebrity around here. Do you feel like a celebrity? A little bit famous?
At the premiere event thing, I don't know what it's called.
Launch party.
When we were over there, they're like, I'll be like playing tag, because like when I was over there, me and Talon and my brother were playing tag. And then like at one point someone would just come over and be like, they'd be like, hey, this person wants you. And then I'd go over to the person, they're like, pictures. So many pictures.
And autographs. And when you're super duper famous, I will get to say, hey, I interviewed her after her debut voice acting Spirit Rangers show. So I'm super stoked. I'm happy to meet you. Let's see what other questions I might have. What was your favorite episode to make? I saw there's a lot of episodes. They're like 9 or 10 already out, or that will be released on the 10th.
So, I think they're on when they launched the show on Monday. I think they're releasing the first 20 episodes, and I'm pretty sure there's 40 episodes a season. I think, I don't really know what my favorite episode would be, but one of my favorites would definitely be the wildflower episode and the hoop dancing one.
Okay.
Which is really fun. And the song on the hoop dancing one is really cool.
The song is really cool. So did you already record 40 episodes?
I recorded over 80 episodes.
60
episodes.
Oh my gosh, how long have you been working on this?
2 years.
2 years? Wow, it must feel super good to finally like have the launch party and finally have like the release date and to see the promotional trailer and stuff out there. That must be super exciting. Is your family happy for you and excited? Your brothers?
I was.
Yes, your brother is excited.
They can say hi if they want to come to the camera and say hi. They probably don't get much of the spotlight, but
my best friend, I don't know if I can say anything. Okay. My best friend Keely, she was like, when the show comes out, I'm watching every single episode. Like, I was, like, walking in, and she was like, doesn't the show come out, like, the 7th? I was like, it comes out on the 10th. She's like, yucky. School in the tent, like, binge watch your show. She was like, when it comes out, I'm watching all of it.
I think all of Hoopa plans to binge watch your show. So we're all very proud of you. It's been exciting, and we look forward to meeting you when you come to Hoopa for a visit one of these times. And I just one last question before we go: what's been the most special thing about participating in this project and being involved or being a Spirit Ranger? What's been the best? What's been the takeaway? What's the highlight for you?
There is a bunch of highlights.
Oh, tell me all of them.
When I first auditioned, I got the part and we were filming in my garage. So they sent us equipment and my mom was like, I think our equipment's better, so we're gonna use this. And then so we would film in the garage and she would send them to the head people. Yeah. Eventually I think after a couple weeks of filming, we finally found the only studio that was actually verified for like recording stuff, and that studio was awesome. The person there, his name is Jim. He was so sweet. Every time I went over there, he would set up this little table next to me and put a water bottle there, and then he would give me napkins if I had like snacks over there, and we'd just like set up, and I'd be like, and he was perfectly fine with being psycho in his house. When we started recording, before we got into the Zoom meetings, I would run around in the studio and I would jump between rug and rug and rug over and over again, and then they'd call my name and I'd just be like, and I'd pop up in the screen like nothing ever happened. And also my mom, a lot of the times I'd come in and I'd be like, I'm ready, I'm moving, because my mom would normally get me like slushies or like something, and I'd be like, yeah, my mom just got me a slushie, and I have like a blue tongue and blue teeth filming while I'm talking. And it was really cool learning that this was the first ever like fully native run little kid show, and I feel like this is gonna be very cool because it's down by my tribe too, because I am a Hoopa native. And I was like, it's really cool because they're California native. The family is Chumash Cowlitz. Yeah. And I think that it was a very special opportunity to be able to be in the first Native run kid show. And I think it'll be a very good opportunity for little kids to learn about, even if it's not like their culture, I guess. I think it'd still be really cool for them to learn about other cultures around California. And the show was just like really fun. So I've watched 3 episodes. But I think it's very fun, and I think it'd be a very good opportunity for younger kids to be able to watch it, because I think they'll be able to be entertained and at the same time be learning stuff, because the show is like talking about like different like words in Somali and Chumash, and it's really cool being able to say them. Like every time we went to the studio, if there's a new word I had to learn, they would record it on an audio and they just play it for me and then I'd say it. And so some of the lines I am saying Somala words.
And all your little cousins.
That's have so many little cousins. So many. So it's gonna be like great.
That is awesome. You got to share language and some actual even though it's a child animated show, it's still sharing some accurate information and at least exposing others to tribal cultures. I do feel like we're in a transitional time in the media, And, you know, there's more Native producers, actors, shows, stars than ever before. And it feels really good to see some of that culture and identity being shared with the world. It's incredible. So congratulations on being a part of that, being one of those people breaking this ground for tribal communities. You did an awesome job. I got to watch some of it, and I can't wait to watch more. Do you want to say anything, Mom? I see you're sitting next to her, but I can't really see you. But you're welcome you're welcome to join in.
I'm over here trying to bead. I have to make 3 more necklaces before I leave today.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you guys finding time for us and for sharing your daughter with the world and helping her audition, because she did an amazing job and we're super proud. And we're looking forward to meeting you guys.
Super proud. I always tell, we talk about how she comes from such strong families on both sides, and her, even though she doesn't recognize it, she actually has heard lots of stories. My dad's a traditional storyteller, and her dad and the family and her aunties and everybody's so grounded in the culture and the language and Hoopa. It's just like, it's really overwhelming to see that represented. I always say, man, I wish there was a show like that when they were little, and now they're they're still gonna watch it, but we're so incredibly lucky that there's going to be something for the next couple of generations to binge watch.
Yes.
When I was younger, how I was talking about how, like, they definitely wouldn't want to share, like, scary stories for little children on little kid shows. I was specifically talking about when I was definitely a lot younger, I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago, so 6 or 7, actually maybe 5 or 6. Anyways, so my cousin Lilar, I was sitting in the car getting ready to go to my Auntie Ginger's house with all, like, my little cousins and stuff. And he was sitting there telling us scary stories in the car, and it was, like, midnight, and we were getting ready to drive back to my auntie's house. And he told me this one story that scared me, like, so bad, because I was little, and it was Mothman, which is basically this, like, little, like, creature thing that, like, watches you behind trees, I guess, in, like, big forests. And when we got to my auntie's house, her house is literally surrounded by a giant forest. So when we got there, I opened the car door and I sprinted to the deck. I sprinted so fast because I was so scared Mothman was gonna get me.
Hey, wait, your Auntie Ginger's house?
Yes.
So you know where she lived with the woods around? You know the horses next door? That's my house. Yeah. I was her neighbor for a couple of years, and I miss her. I miss her. I miss the kids. I took a language class from her last year. You are lucky to have Ginger as an auntie. She's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. And your whole, yeah. So anyway, I can see where you get it. Your mom seems wonderful. You have good families on both sides. Yeah.
She's very lucky. She's making us all proud. Uh-huh. And she's, I think, a really good example of what our kids can do. This show, and when you said that the animation's really beautiful and bold and, you know, just glitzy, I said that's, you know, that's the power and the shimmer of our people all across Indian country. And that's something that show, I think, is capturing. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to watch. I might do some pre-binging just to prepare more for the written part of this story. This will probably air on KIDE, but we're also writing a little bit, and we'll include that in the local paper. So I'll probably watch a little bit more and enjoy
her episode. She didn't tell you her favorite episodes, she said, are the ones that she sings in.
Every episode.
Yay, I can't wait to hear you sing. Singing is a prayer for our people, so I can't wait.
Well, hopefully everybody finds it, because I think they actually released the entire soundtrack on, like, streaming today. So The songs will absolutely get stuck in your head. They're so beautiful and fun and sweet. And
my favorite song is the ones like "Put Your Hoop on the Ground," "Put Your Hoop on the Ground."
Can we get a song? I mean, I don't want to ask for too much, but
I don't really know them, because last time I filmed a song was like a while ago, and also my favorite song I filmed in like the beginning of the year, which was 2 years ago, which is weird. Because it's weird.
The one she just sang is because they have that beautiful hoop dancer down at the premiere party, and that she was telling her that was her favorite song, and she was telling Ray that was her favorite song. It's so fast. I was blown away how fast she could sing.
And there's like this one giant word that was, well, and also like the tone difference. It's because like it's super fast, and then there's like long words, and then you hear like me having like a deep voice, and then it goes like super high, and then it comes back down, and then it goes lower, and then it's like phew.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to listen. I can't wait to listen and watch the show, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I'm sure everyone's going to be talking about it as soon as the 10th comes and they have a chance to view. So we're looking forward to it. Congratulations and setia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.
That's really short.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you guys.